I want to play Rand Paul's comments first so you can hear them and folks at home can as well.
Sure. I've heard of many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines.
Now, he is, obviously sounding off on this, Hillary Clinton as well. Is there a danger, Dr. Gupta, I'm going to call you in this segment, of this being politicized, a medical debate being politicized like this?
Yeah, there's no question. I think that it's dangerous, and to the extent that there's some pandering happening, this is the sort of pandering that can be dangerous because, Rand Paul's a doctor. I'm sure he looks at studies. He knows a scientific method. He says he knows of many children who have wound up with mental disorders after vaccines. I don't know where he's getting that data from. And one of the old adages, Mick, in science is that correlation does not equal causation. There may be kids who have had mental disorders that have also received vaccines around that time in life. Hmm. But just because those two things happen around the same time do not make one causing the other. So, again, I don't know why he's saying this. The numbers don't bear that out. The science doesn't bear that out. I'd be curious what drove those comments.
But Sanjay, I think that what he was referring to is vaccine injuries. And there are a handful of people who get vaccine injuries. It's just that happens. I think that sometimes people like to, doctors, pediatricians like to pretend that vaccines are 100% safe. They're not actually 100% safe. They are safe for the community. They are the right thing to do for the community,
but there is
vaccine injuries. I think that's what he was referring to.
Yeah, sure. He may be. I don't know what specifically was inside his head at that moment, but let me address that because you bring up a good point. So when it comes to shouting from the rooftops that something is potentially dangerous, mm-hmm. look at things like vaccines and then start to compare them to things that we don't shout from the rooftops on. I got a little graphic here I wanted to show you in terms of injuries. You're right. Vaccines, like most things that you put in your body, we have another graphic that points this out. Vaccines, like we put most things in your body, do have some potential injury rates. For vaccines, it's about less than 1 out of 1 million doses. Are you going to have a serious allergic reaction? Could cause a seizure or something like that in a child. Take aspirin. This is something that we can all relate to. It's in all of our medicine cabinets. 12 events per 10,000 people could cause a potential intracerebral hemorrhage. I'm not trying to frighten you away from aspirin. Mm-hmm. Point is the numbers are still very small. With vaccines, it's exponentially smaller risk than aspirin. And yet, we're not screaming about aspirin.